July 23rd, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, each one of you forms opinions according to his own conscience. If something seems good and just in your eyes, do not allow others' opinions to make you change your mind. Sometimes people form rash judgments in the name of discernment. They choose the opinion which is most advantageous to themselves, but is contrary to the truth. They do not approach the subject at hand with a fair and open mind, but with a preconceived decision which benefits themselves. This is how others are led astray. Do not decide anything based upon the false opinions of others, but search out the truth for yourselves. Upheavals and controversies arise when truth is challenged by evil. My remnant must be united in the truth. The future of your country and of the world depends upon it. You cannot find the truth unless you love me above all else, and your neighbor as yourself. Please me before you please yourself. The truth is my commandments." A note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 through 4. "Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. We have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the likeness of God. Care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.